Wednesday, Representative Chris Sprouls joined Senator Jeff Brandis, both GOP lawmakers from Pinellas County, to tout their successes in the last session and discuss Florida's health care challenges moving forward. Sprouls is proud of his health care transparency bill, but he has some regrets about a telehealth measure.
And I'm not sure that we were completely happy with where we ended up as far as, you know, the policy. I think we had to agree with what we could agree on. And I think what both chambers could agree on is that we're not seeing the level of telehealth in the state of Florida that we want to see. We're not seeing the engagement from people like the Cleveland Clinic and folks who could provide really world-class care here in our state.
The problem is one of scope. Inclusion of out-of-state providers like the Cleveland Clinic raises opposition among some in the domestic healthcare industry. Brandis supports telehealth. He just wants to see licensure streamlined.
We should be a leader in this, but whatever we do with telehealth has to be simple and straightforward. For example, why can't we just simply say, if you're a board-certified physician and you have $1 million worth of insurance, you should be able, that meets the level for Florida, and you can provide telehealth inside the state.
They also agree on the obstacles ahead for Florida's healthcare market.
You know, I think the math is not on our side. Our population is getting older. They're living longer. Finding primary care physicians is more difficult. And so I think you're going to see an explosion of mid-levels. And where Florida needs to invest heavily is in the nurse practitioners space, physician's assistant space, as a way to extend the physician's reach.
And they have a handful of solutions outside of telehealth as well. Brandis believes the state should consider ways to get young men and women started in high school for careers in healthcare. And Sproul says the state should lower the bar for out-of-state retired healthcare practitioners eager to volunteer at low-income clinics. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.